150 years ago today, Nebraska lawmakers took about 24 hours to establish a brand new land-grant university, the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. It was a lightning-quick process and part of the Morrill Act of 1862, which gave federal lands to states if they established new colleges. The early years of UNL weren't easy, but started with big dreams and one building.
I'm standing at the site where this all began back in 1869. This is where University Hall was built. It was the first building at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. It wasn't very well built. It lasted, though, until 1948 and became a symbol of what this university would become.
The beautiful, well-landscaped campus that we know today took a long time to develop. In the early days, it really was very rough. It very much looked like it was just dropped down on the prairie.
David Bristow is an associate director and editor of publications at History Nebraska. He says Lincoln was basically a village in 1869, dotted with a few cabins and tar paper shacks. The brand new UNL campus was a four-block area dominated by University Hall, a building that was larger than the state capitol at the time and looked very out of place. It was built quickly and carelessly.
The foundation was partly of sandstone and had to be replaced. The roof leaked. The furnace was totally inadequate. They had to add stoves in the rooms to keep the building even partly warm in the winter.
In 1869, Nebraska really didn't have much of a high school system at all. So to have a university emerge from the prairie was a bit of a head-scratcher for some of the state's early residents.
You didn't have a lot of high school students who were ready for a college education, and frankly, a lot of people felt that this was unnecessary or at least premature to build a university in a place that was still very much the frontier.
Classes at UNL didn't start until 1871, and in those early years, there weren't many students. Only 20 to start, along with six faculty members. Many of the earliest students had to attend what was called the Latin School, a preparatory school to get them ready for more rigorous college-level courses. And campus life was quite a bit different then, too.
The rules were a lot more strict in some ways. You were not allowed originally to drop a class without faculty approval. You weren't allowed to leave town without the chancellor's approval. Now, granted, there were a lot fewer students than to keep track of.
Most of the buildings from those early days are gone or have been extensively renovated. University Hall was repaired and remodeled and eventually torn down in 1948. Kate Logan Peters is an architecture librarian at UNL and studies the history of the old buildings on campus.
It's just such a tiny piece of the overall campus now, though. You know, that little original campus is not even a fourth of the downtown campus. It's just a little fingernail of a piece compared to the greater campus, the whole campus.
Those early years were lean, with only a couple of hundred students for most of the 1870s and 1880s. Things started to look up in the 1890s, the same time future author Willa Cather arrived on campus. Enrollment grew and the campus was made up of more than just one building.
I'm sure it was a great time to be a student here. And there was a little bit of money coming in and the new library opened. And at least by the time Cather got here, we had four buildings or five buildings, not just one. When Roscoe Pound was the student, we had one building.
I just can imagine it being a very vibrant, exciting, building something from the ground up kind of time.
In his office, not far from the site where University Hall once stood, University of Nebraska-Lincoln Chancellor Ronnie Green says the early leaders at UNL, people like the first and second chancellors, Alan Benton and Edmund Burke Fairfield, and Nebraska's first governor, David Butler, would probably be impressed with what the university has become.
But if they were to come here today and think, wow, would we have ever envisioned that there would be this comprehensive university with 26,000 students and 6,300 faculty and staff across all these ranges of fields and contributing this level of research to the world? I'm sure it would blow them away.
Green is the 20th chancellor in UNL's history, but often looks back to the school's early days for inspiration.
It was a startup time, right? Everything was new, and the town was building new, the state was new, the state was getting its legs under it.
He says the University of Nebraska-Lincoln is a different place now, but will always remember its humble start on a wide-open prairie 150 years ago. For NET News, I'm Jack Williams.